50 years ago today, The Magic Christian, which was a comedy, kind of, starring Peter Sellers and Ringo Starr, opened in New York City with the soundtrack same day and the song Come and Get It. What a weird movie. I've seen that movie. I know I'm probably the only one who's seen that movie. It's very strange. Basically, the premise is Peter Sellers is like the richest man in the world. He adopts Ringo Starr, and they go around proving people are greedy. I guess that's how the last scene where that song is, Come and Get It, is really, really disgusting. But I digress. Paul McCartney recorded the song. He wrote the song, rather, Come and Get It. And he gave it to the band Badfinger. And he said, if you guys record this song exactly as I've written it, you will have a big hit. Now, Joey Molland is in the band. He's the only surviving member. And he joined about a month after they recorded Come and Get It. But he played it a zillion times in concert. And he's heard stories about it. Here's Joey.
It was recorded about a month before I joined the band. The bass player, Ron Griffith, left for some unknown reason. I've heard three different stories, but the story that the guys told me about that song was Paul sent a tape round and a note saying, learn this song just exactly as it is, and we'll go in and record it, and it'll be a big hit for you. That's what they did. They learned Paul's arrangement from his demo, and then they went in the studio, and he recorded it. And it was a big hit, just like he said.
Of course. Hey, you don't mess when Paulie says do it, you do it. The Black Crowes have decided they're going to do a little acoustic thing before they do their full-fledged reunion tour. Chris and Rich Robinson apparently are getting along now because they're going to do a tour before the tour. It's called the Brothers of a Feather, and it's going to be acoustic, just the two of them. It starts in Boston at the Brighton Music Hall, February the 19th. It's only a few dates. Then they proceed to the Shake Your Moneymaker Tour, which comes to us, the Xfinity in Hartford, July the 24th.